Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much. We are live worldwide on the award-winning CUTV News Radio Live, a service of CUTV News. Pleasure to have you with us today. For some 20-plus years, CUTV News has been the leading source for expert guests, award-winning interviews, and in-depth conversation with a field of people who are working hard to make our world a better place. My pleasure as your host on this episode of CUTV News Radio Live to have an opportunity to share the thought-provoking conversations, the insightful information, and inspirational conversations that we have here on CUTV News Radio Live, because we have probably interviewed thousands and thousands of people in the CUTV News television and radio departments. And here on the radio, it's always fun. So we get a chance to chat with people from all around the world. And our guest right now on this episode, we're live at 5 p.m. Eastern, or special time, 5 p.m. Eastern, and happens to be 11 p.m. In the Netherlands right now in the evening. So it's just about the dinner hour here and the good night hour there. And our very special guest is Theodora Unigan Venema. Now, if you are an avid fan, like many are, of CUTV News and CUTV News Radio Live, you have heard the in-depth conversations that we've had here on CUTV News Radio Live with Theodora, as well as exclusive television video interviews that we have done in our television studio, as well as on location in Florida, and also a couple of months back in the Netherlands with a very special documentary presentation, A Journey to the Netherlands, which was wonderful. And we're continuing our exclusive series with Theodora here on the program. If you're not familiar with Theodora, she's a top-notch life and career coach, licensed real estate broker, as well as host and speaker and founder of Downtown Brokers LLC, which is a full-service boutique real estate brokerage successfully investing in Florida real estate and has been doing so for some 30-plus years. Really extraordinary. Now she's embarking on a new mission with her new up-and-coming program, Only in America. And we've been talking about that, and Theodora, when she was in our television studio in the New York Tri-State area for an exclusive interview in our studio with me recently, as well as on our programs here on CUTV News Radio Live, we've been sort of talking about snippets and little teasers about the concept behind Only in America, which is centering on thinking outside the box and forming a whole new perspective on expanding your career. It can be someone's rags-to-riches story or simply fulfilling the American dream through hard work, because only in the United States of America, this great country, can you build on the opportunity that this country has to offer. Born and bred in the Netherlands, as we've mentioned, Theodora has been in the country for some 40 years, and she came here to pursue the American dream, not speaking the language, having to learn the ropes herself, but she really has done so, and she's done so beautifully. We're very excited to continue our conversation with Theodora Unigan Venema. She is right now on location in the Netherlands as she's meeting with clients, going to conventions and expos, and following up with current and new business that is being acquired while there. These are people who are high-end investors who live in Europe, specifically the Netherlands, who invest in Florida and in Florida real estate and in the American dream. So they work hard in the Netherlands, and they earn the money and the retirement and all of it, pensions, the whole bit. And then they say, okay, what do we do with the money? Let's invest it and grow it. And because everything's so expensive and taxes are high and things of that nature in Europe and specifically the Netherlands, Theodora is the conduit, the facilitator who marries the two worlds together to encourage folks to invest in the United States and specifically properties in Florida and the greater Orlando area. We're also going to talk about on this September 17th, 2019, at the time of this broadcast, some really fascinating things in history, moments in history that have been real amazing, incredible historical events. But without further ado, live and direct from the Netherlands, let's continue our series together with Theodora Hoeneken-Venema. Theodora, welcome back to CUTV News Radio Live as we continue our conversation together on the program, and it's always a pleasure. Welcome back.
Yes, Jim, all the way from the Kingdom of the Netherlands. Yes, on this very special day, actually the third Tuesday in the month of September, is Prinsjesdag. And we see the king and queen travel in their golden carriage around The Hague and speaking in front of the crowds that wait there for hours and hours and hours to have a spot to watch them, see them, and follow them. And that was today. Also, on this day, the 17th of September, in 1787, the Constitution of the United States was signed. And in World War II, we commemorated this all day here on TV, radio, and all the stations. Marcus Garland, the battle to end World War II. Big fights, big battle, and it was commemorated. We had the parachutists coming down, the Americans, to free this world. And then on this day, in September 17th, 1964, The Beatles earned a record 150,000 at a Kansas concert. And that was top pay in those days. Well, not today. Times have changed. And then MASH. Who would not remember the TV series MASH? It debuts in 1972. And with that, here we are today, Prinsjesdag. In the Netherlands, the Kingdom of the Netherlands.
That's wonderful. That's great. And thanks for putting together the today in history. We really appreciate that. That's always fascinating and always really, really interesting as well. Talking a little bit about the starting of a new show called Only in America. Refresh our audience, or maybe for the new people listening today to this episode of CUTV News Radio Live, what's the inspiration for starting Only in America?
Well, Jim, as you know, it's me, Only in America. Only in America, you can start as a student immigrant and succeed. Which other country allows you to do that? Only in America, you can start your own business in anything. Only in America, you can make it from rags to riches and drive your Lamborghini if that's what you want. Here you drive a Lamborghini, you're one of a kind. In America, well, not so. There is lots of opportunity. And let's look at where I started. I started as a student. Not even a student, an immigrant. But I had an idea, I had a vision, I had a dream. I saw a dream in America, opportunity. Yes, I went to law school, I was a lawyer, I was in law practice, but that was not enough for me. I was looking beyond that. The dream, the American dream, and yes, it's truly there. And that is exactly where my clients are coming. They're coming for the American dream. They visit America, they love America, they fall in love with America, and they want to set up shop in America, just as I did way back when. And they're lucky enough they bump into me, because referrals is what brings them to our offices at Downtown Brokers. We help them achieve what they're dreaming. We help them think outside the box and consummate a business deal. What are they going to do? How are they going to do it? And we have the Downtown Brokers Dream Team. And there it is, only in America can you dream it up and do it. It's just like I started Downtown Brokers. They're starting their business. And from there on out, they live the dream and they plant more seeds, bring their families, and enjoy that American lifestyle. That's what they come for, the American lifestyle, one and only.
That's exactly right. And the theory applies to you, Theodora, too, as well. And let's talk about how you did start in America once again. Tell us about it and where you did come from and things of that nature as well. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah, and it's so unbelievable if you think about it, Jim. I was born in this little town in the countryside of the Netherlands. I go to school like everybody else. Tradition. Everything is tradition. Don't break the mold. My God, no. Tradition. You go to school. You study in school. What direction do you want? You want medicine. You want law. You want mechanics. You want what do you want? Biology. And that's what you do. You go to school, and then you have a job. Period. That's the mold. But God forbid you want to break the mold and do something else. Not many do. Not many are brave enough to do it because tradition says you studied medicine, so now you are going in that direction and be a doctor. Go apply for a job. Well, 40 years later, you retire, and hopefully you made some money and can retire easily. Now, if you break that mold and think outside the box, everybody starts thinking, well, gee, really? Cannot be done, but can if you just pursue. If you fall, get up again. You can follow your dreams to America. And many have done that. Now, it's a little pick me up and go because nothing 40 years ago was organized. So if you want to go to America, you had to figure out where am I going, how am I going there. I applied for schools. I think that was my best alliance to come into America, and it was. University of Florida offered me a position in the tax laws, and I was studied in the tax laws in the Netherlands. So that was a perfect fit. I come to America. And then, of course, I had to learn the language. Sure, I was speaking British, but not American, certainly not Southern slang. I missed everything that went on. In law school, I had to figure out the language, the books, and, of course, there, too, I had no idea. But as you have to, when you're alone in a foreign country, you have to learn. You will learn. It might take a while, and you might fall down more than you get up. But there again it is. Keep going. Just like the ever-ready battery. Just keep on going. Get up. That's how you teach yourself. That's how I did. I ended up with a law firm in Tampa, then a bigger firm in Atlanta. And I saw exactly what I was looking for, that American dream. I could assist clients from the Netherlands in achieving wealth in America. It is what I've been doing for the last 40 years. And this is what my people come for. They see it, they want it, and they ask me to coach them there to the success they dream. And that's what they're doing. No different than I did so many years ago, with the difference that I had nobody to support me. I had to figure it out myself. But they have me to coach them, handhold them, and bring them that success that they were looking for.
Tell us about Downtown Brokers, living the dream, selling the dream. What is special? There's a lot of, you know, brokers out there and a lot of people that clients can go to, but what is it, do you think, from your perspective, Theodora, that really sets Downtown Brokers apart from anybody else that might be out there?
Well, as you know, Jim, brokers are selling real estate. They're brokering real estate. They have a list of listings, and which do you want? Send us your money, and we'll conclude the deal. No, that's not what I do. We in Downtown Brokers, we live the dream and we sell the dream. And why? We have the dream team. We're so different. We don't ask people, what house do you want, when you want to buy it? No. We see what these clients need, what their purpose is, what they want to achieve in America, and then we will fit real estate to provide that. That might be a business. That also might send the kids to school or have the kids involved in the family business. And it is their way to freedom. The dream team is on top of it. The lawyers on the team, our downtown brokers team, will do all the legal, whether it's estate law, tax law, succession law, anything that applies. And the accountants will make sure that the accounting from the Netherlands matches up with the accounting in America so that there's the maximum of tax savings, because we don't want any pitfalls later, and we stay on all along, unlike any other broker does. They sell the property, and they're out of sight, out of mind. We stay on. We make sure that that property produces what it is meant to produce, and if not, we change, and we adapt where needed. We make sure that minimal taxes are paid. There's a beautiful tax treaty between the Netherlands and the United States of America that allows a foreign investor from the Netherlands to take certain tax advantages if they put a lot of money in this country. Well, thankfully so. They invest, and rightfully so, they have reasons to deduct some business expenses, and they're always way more than in the Netherlands. Tax rates are way low in America, as opposed to the Netherlands, where they are very, extremely high. That in itself is tax savings. Then on top of that, when you tell them there's no income tax in the state of Florida, they almost fall over backwards because they've never heard of that. Our tax rates in the Netherlands are extremely high. So the advantage for them to be investing in America is a win-win from the word go. That's for those that
That's
can
right.
break with the traditional ties, the homey home comfort zone. They break with tradition, build a business in America, and see it right away, and they take on the dream team of downtown brokers as their partner. And we think along the same lines, we have the same passion in the business, and we make it a success. Success breeds success.
What is it about Florida? Why specifically Florida? Some people might not realize some of the advantages and purposeful nature of having everything occur in Florida.
Yeah, and as you know, when I visited you, Connecticut is a beautiful place. It's wonderful, those islands, the waters, the boating, and all that. But there's opportunity in Florida especially. Here it goes. Visit the Mounts, buy a house. They start very early on loving America, visiting the Mouse. Yes, they visit Disney and Universal and all that. And they keep coming back, then with their kids, then with their kids' kids. They buy a property, they buy two or three, and the family goes to Florida. And they love those 8,000 miles of beaches and sunshine. We are the sunshine state, after all. And no state income tax. Oh, that's pretty handy. And then all the advantages that they get to learn when they start working with us, from the corporate structure, from being able to handle their business in America, either long distance or they plan on moving to America. We do a lot of immigration. The Dream Team is on it. Very specialized work. So our specialists are specialized in that, as it is a very moving target all the time with the immigration. But Florida's key. The sunshine, low taxes, low cost of living, 8,000 miles of beaches. What else do you want? It's the answer.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I know that you're desirous of leaving a legacy as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's just where we started a half an hour ago. Yes, I can be a lawyer. I have a law job. I climbed the career ladder, and 40 years later, I have a pension, hopefully something anyway, and there it is. That wasn't good enough for me. Nope. I want to leave this world a better place than I found it. And there's a lot we can do each individually about that. Each we can. And I see all kinds of opportunities, whether it's helping kids in the neighborhood here or saving the seals in the North Sea, those that end up without a mom. Seals do happen to need their nursing from the first month at least from their mother. If they don't have that, they die. Well, happy seals, happy, healthy sea life. So a friend of ours started that about 50 years ago, right in my hometown here, Pieterburen in the Netherlands. Well, such a great success that I thought I need to do something about it. Well, I can. And it's so beautiful if you see those little nothings that we fish out of the ocean. You end up with no mom, no place to go. And then this one that we found the other day that had found a sheep to get milk. Well, isn't that beautiful? She couldn't find her mom, so she hooked up with a sheep. Well, you would think, how is that possible? Well, Holland is lowlands. We have a big dike around the entire country. Outside of that dike is land that is wet when it's high tide, and when it's low tide, it's sort of dry. This is how you can get the seals to meet up with the sheep. The sheep go up on the dike when the water's high, but then again, they stand in the water when the seals are still swimming there as well. And this seal managed to get a sheep for a mother. Then we found her, and we said, this poor little thing needs help. And we saved the little seal, and then we put it out on the ocean again when it was healthy again. So that's what I love to do, leaving a legacy. Leave something behind for the next generation to have more for the kids and the kids' kids, and just reach out and do it. Share it. Share the world. It's a good place to share. And of course, yeah, well, you heard me say the giraffes, yes, we do that too. Giraffes, kids, seals, and anything else that comes along that needs help, a little help. And we give it to them. Great fun, rewarding. It raises a lot of eyebrows. And wow, can you do that? Yes, we can. You can too. Step up to the plate and we'll share. We'll share the passion. That's my life coaching job. Share the passion.
That's right. Share the passion. Is there maybe like a typical example of some of the interactions that you have with the clients? Like, for example, you had mentioned Jan and his wife calling you yesterday and then meeting in Maastricht in January.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is typically what happens. So Jan and Caroline, they would love to leave the Netherlands. Their son is already thinking of leaving the Netherlands. He can easily do like I did, find a university, go to school, and he's all set. Now, the couple wants to move to America. So they come to me typically. They find me through their friends. They come and talk, and now they're ready. A couple months into the deal, they've thought about it. They know, okay, our son is going to go to college in America, so we can do something similar. And then we talk through the whole project. What do they intend to do in America? What are they able to do? He has a job he can do from the garage. He can do it in America as well as in the Netherlands. She is teaching Spanish. Well, you could teach me Spanish and continue on. All of us in Orlando need to learn Spanish, if nothing else. And both of them can supplement each other, and they can typically move to America. They can immigrate to America. They can add to our economy in America. They can build a business in America, either with or without their son. Who knows what their son exactly is going to do? Kids do what kids do. And this is what typically happens. They want somebody on board to teach them how to proceed to America, how to be successful in America. mostly what not to do in America. That's the key to success. Once you know what not to do, and this is what we had the dream team for. First, what is your expectations? What is your education? What can you add to America? And what are you willing to spend and do in America? And that's what we go through. First, I listen a lot. I listen to what they want, what they have, what they can do. And then we put it all together and we start. That's the typical client. Comes to me for basically life coaching. No, a lot more than just a brokering of, oh, well, give me a house. Yeah, well, where? I'd say go visit Orlando, go visit Miami, the Keys, and Jacksonville, and see what neighborhoods you like. You have to better like where you're going. It's not picking one off the block and say, okay, this is a house, it's my price range, let's go. Maybe you don't like the neighborhood. Maybe you don't like the area. So on the coast, off the coast, inland, or in the woods, or near shopping, or they were suggesting, well, we can buy land, and later on we can buy a house. Well, can you afford to just have land sit there, pay taxes every year? Well, here we go again. Immigration, tax rulings, you have to be able to afford land to own it, because land does not deliver anything unless you put a cow on it. But they weren't intending on doing that. So you have to consider all these options. What do they actually expect of their investment in America? And then you can coach them what to get and where to get it and go look at it. Go see, go feel, go touch, and then we go.
That's terrific. We're talking about Jan Lammers, of course, who is the Formula One racing legend who we had an opportunity to meet on our TV shoot in the Netherlands not that long ago. And, you know, it's all about having the can-do attitude, which you definitely do, Theodora. If people are listening to the show who would like to be a client of yours, they're listening maybe in the Netherlands right now or other parts of Europe or here in the United States or around the world, and they want to connect specifically for the opportunity to avail themselves of what Downtown Brokers and you and the Dream Team have to offer, what is the best way they do that? By going to the website Downtown Brokers? Is that the number one place to go?
Downtown Brokers, call me, tell me, put on a list, what do you want to do? Think outside the box, what is your dream? What do you want to do? Follow your passion. You better like what you're doing, because otherwise you're not going to hold up doing it. Take a class where you always wanted. Get educated beyond somebody else or the minimal. Get online. You can find anything online these days. And network. Look at others who succeeded. Look at what they succeeded doing, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to fail, and don't fail and get up. You have to, you can't fall and get down and not get up. You have to get up and keep going. This is the key to success. All the successful people in this country, they've fallen down a few times, more than a few times. The key is getting up. It's just like Neil Armstrong goes to the moon. Who would ever have thought that we could be on the moon? Nobody. Everybody thought we were crazy, but we did it. And just don't look back. Keep following that dream. And do it as the minute you have a dream. Do it and don't stop. America is the ideal place to prosper.
That's exactly right. Well, you can help people do that. Especially those who are in the Netherlands who are looking to invest in the American dream. Our very special guest, Theodora Uniken-Venema, exclusively here on CU TV News Radio Live. Theodora, thanks so much for joining us here in the late hour there in the Netherlands and joining us once again. We look forward to speaking with you again and continuing the amazing things that we're doing together here on CU TV News and CU TV News Radio Live. And we appreciate your being with us on the show today, and we encourage folks to go to the website downtownbrokers.com That's downtownbrokers.com. Thanks for being with us, Theodora. You have a wonderful rest of your day. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. We'll be chatting again real soon as well, and continue to enjoy your time back home in the Netherlands and meeting with all the fantastic clients. I know that's something you really love doing. So continue success with that, and we'll chat again real soon as well. You take care. Have a
Thanks.
Great day. Bye-bye now. You're welcome.
Bye.
This is Jim Masters, your host, thanking you for your time this time to next time. Stay tuned. More great episodes exclusively of CU TV News Radio Live coming up right here on CU TV News Radio. For the entire team, Jim Masters wishing you a wonderful day, and thanks for being with us. More great episodes from around the world with amazing guests doing great things to make our world a better place coming up here on CU TV News Radio Live. Till then, have a great day. Thanks for being with us on this episode, and we thank our guest, Theodora Oenigen-Venema, calling in live and direct from the Netherlands. Take care, everybody. Have a great day, and bye for now.
You've been listening to CU TV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CU TV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.